Where are you from? Where are you from? There is something to be said about being in a new environment with new people and the uncertainty that it's filled with. We look for connections with others within the group, and we circulate and meet this one and that one. And one of the most natural questions in a new setting is, where are you from? That either remains a point of information, the answer to that, or it becomes a point of connection with others. And we go throughout the encounter seeking connections, talking to people. And at the same time, we may be in quiet conversations within ourselves about the circumstances, about the surroundings, the people there, about our concerns, and even about our true nature. And have you noticed in situations like this, as well as other times, that there may be a melody playing or humming in your spirit just beneath the surface? That melody that seeks to be a chorus in our hearts and in the hearts of others. This melody, this humming, is the essence of our spirituality. It's the elusive sighting we have with the connection to something larger than ourselves, and that's God. In our being human, that spiritual connection isn't about finding identical notes in others. It's about recognizing the shared key, the shared connection, the underlying harmony that resonates between us. It resonates within our souls. It is the truth of who we are. And is often reflected in the term, the Hindu term of namaste. The divinity in me honors, acknowledges, and salutes the divinity in you. We find it within the various faith communities. We find it within our families. There is a comfort found in shared traditions and rituals. There's a comfort found in having that resonance occur between us. And there are times when, in unexpected encounters, a chance meeting with someone turns into something more. It turns into a divine connection, a presence that is felt. Mother would call these God moments. And that's exactly what they are. God moments. Moments when we either take the time or are surprised by the clear presence of God among us. That presence is always there, but our awareness checks in and checks out. Is intentional or occurs as a surprise. The capacity to connect on a spiritual level requires a willingness to be vulnerable, to explore or expose the raw truth of who we are, flaws and all. It's in this shared vulnerability that the melody truly takes flight between us. We discover a space where masks can be shed, where doubts and anxieties can be confessed, and where imperfections are not barriers, but bridges. The level of vulnerability can be confronting. It requires an honest reckoning with the presence, or perhaps the absence, of God within our own hearts. Do our actions align with the values we claim to hold dear? Is there synergy between what we say and how we live? Only through such honest introspection can we truly recognize and connect with the genuine divine in others. The search for spiritual connection is a lifelong process, a journey filled with both moments of profound resonance and periods of solitude. When we embrace the challenge and dare to be vulnerable and authentic, we open ourselves to the possibility of connections like no other. It means that we must continue to search. It is through discerning God's presence in the hearts of others that the song of our spirits truly soars. With that, we search the world. As we know, the world is a noisy place filled with voices trying to get our attention for this or for that. It's this mix of sounds and noises and all of this madness. It's easy to get lost. It's easy to be distracted. It leaves us unsure of who to trust and where to turn for guidance. The scripture in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6 offers a compass to navigate this confusion. The passage reminds us, "Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God." That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Our hearts are the ultimate indicators of authenticity. Our hearts are the ultimate indicators of authenticity. Just as a spring overflows with the same water that fills it, whoever speaks the truth speaks from the heart. That's from John chapter 3, verse 33. If God is the source, love, compassion, and truth, all of that will flow from our words and our actions. If God is the source, all of that will flow from our words and our actions. And conversely, a heart consumed by earthly pursuits will overflow with these same desires. Many speak the language of faith, but their hearts are somewhere else. The passage warns us not to be misled by empty words. Just as we wouldn't offer precious pearls to swine, Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, we shouldn't waste generosity on those who lack genuine connection. Those who are truly from God will reciprocate the kindness they receive. Their words will be an extension of their hearts. Filled with the love and grace they have experienced themselves, their words will be expressions of that grace, of that love. Remember, what is written on your heart reflects where your origins lie. Oh, that's where you come from. What is written on your heart reflects where your origins lie. Those who haven't experienced the transforming power of God may mimic the language, but their words will ring hollow, devoid of the authenticity that comes from a heart centered on God. So, the next time you encounter someone speaking about faith, listen closely. Do their words resonate with your own heart? Do they uplift and inspire you? If so, you may have found a kindred spirit, someone who shares your journey on the path towards God. If not, don't be discouraged. Keep seeking genuine connection. And trust those who are truly from God. This is about the expansion of that God community. And it's about our obligation to expand that community by the expression of that which is written on our hearts. Because that which is written on our hearts is a reflection of where we are from. God bless.